I'm an entertainer, and my job is to entertain people.
Music knows no boundaries. It doesn't matter where you come from or what language you speak, because music has its way of connecting to each person's heart and soul.
Dapat may inspiring. May ngiti, oo. Dapat may ngiti kasi.
Yung mo kalimutan. Sa ngiti. Gusto ko yung
ito.
Pinaka-memorable ko na song na ginawa ko ay my first original song, very first original song, Forever's Not Enough.
I'd spend another lifetime, baby, if you ask me to.
Very memorable siya, first song ko siya, first original song that I recorded. At I remember our recording session with Tito Venny. Sabi niya, oh, sige Sarah, talagang she pushed me to my limit. Kapag kasi sinabi mong Sarah Geronimo, and if, yun talaga yun. So memorable siya para sa akin.
There are two songs that for me became memorable. You Are My Song was my first movie, like full-length film. This was with Christopher De Leon. And the song became number one for a long time kasi during the 90s, ang tagal nagiging number one ng song mo eh. And then, Kailangan Ko'y Ikaw was also a theme song of my movie. This one naman was with Robin Padilla. And the song was written by my husband, Augie Alcacid. Kasi I knew that Augie is a songwriter, but I haven't worked with him as far as me singing one of his songs in a long time. I just asked him, can you write me a song? And then, medyo kinuwento ko yung story. And then, right after that, he gave me Kailangan Ko Ikaw. And that also became the title na of the movie. Retro was one of the first albums na medyo memorable sa akin, only because it was the first album I co-produced, or I became a producer in that album. I didn't even know that I was already functioning as a producer. So I became so involved. So I started producing my own album. Ang pinakaunang-unang album na pinroduce ko na hindi ko naman alam na nagpo-producer na pala yung job na ginagawa ko was Retro.
Expressions. That's the time na I was given the liberty na talagang maging hands-on. I got to pick my talagang every track from that album.
Nasutukan mo na bang itaali?
Hindi ko pindot, sorry. Sorry, isa pa.
Ako yung nadudon, umuupo for the listening. Tapos ako yung pumipili ng mga songs na may include sa album. Even the musical arrangement, kung paano siya nirearrange musically, uy, meron din akong say. So, very, ano siya, empowering. At thankful ako sa manager ko, kay Boss Vic, kasi napaka-supportive niya sa akin dun sa aspeto na yun. Kasi syempre nag-uumpisa tayo at saka wala naman tayo expectations at all. gusto mo lang talagang makagawa ka ng magandang awitin. Tapos, so parang part din siya ng journey mo na talagang it's only natural na gumawa ka ng mga original songs.
That's every singer's dream to have a hit song or madinig mo sa radyo yung kanta mo. Yun yung dream mo.
Dadalhin kita sa aking palasyo. Dadalhin hanggang langit ay manukado.
Ako yun lang eh, yung katsipan na gusto ko lang madinig sa radyo yung kanta ko. Pero nung naging busy na ako, involved na ako sa career ko, hindi ko na masyadong iniisip kung mag-hit. Napipredict ko somehow kung ano yung mag-hit. So, alam ko yung pipiliin kong kanta, kung ano yung arrangement. Pero hindi ko na pinapakialaman yung part na yun. Hinahayaan ko na. Kasi that's a different process. Hinahayaan ko na yung may yung recording company to do their job. I will also do my share, which is to promote it. At saka masipag ako mag-promote. But I just, you know, let the song do its job. Kasi hindi mo naman pwede ipilit eh. Pag ayaw ng tao, ayaw ng tao.
Sa estado ko po ngayon, parang I'm not after yung kung maging popular na yung kanta or mag-hit siya. Parang mas gusto ko yung to bring about yung message ng isang awitin, yung positive message na may impart mo sa mga tao. And then, came Tala.
At kung hanggang dito lang talaga tayo, hindi mababayaan ang daan pinagkakakita.
Patuloy niya ang flash mob sa ang Pinas ay certified Tala Nation. Hindi na siyempre nagpahulit ang Tala Boom.
Ayaw pa rin paawat ng Tala Nation ni Sarah Jeronimo sa YouTube at nag-debut din ito kamakailan sa number 12 sa Billboard's World Digital Song Sales Chart.
I admit, medyo napipresyo ako. Sabi ko, paano mo susundan yung ganun ka... I will not say na ganun kalaking awitin. Yung song kasi na Tala, yung tao ang nagpalaki talaga. It's not me eh. Yung tao talaga eh. Kasi nagsimula dun sa choreography. Parang na-challenge nila to do the choreography. Parang pag kasi tinignan mo, ang hirap naman ito. Pero once you learn it, parang, oh, nakukuha na namin. And then, you're doing it already. Na kapag ka na-feel mo, ay, ang ganda pala, di ba? Kaya ko pala. So, I think medyo na-hook talaga yung mga tao sa choreography. Medyo na-pressure ako ng konti, pero ayoko nang isipin. Kasi darating din naman yun.